This is the Momentum Educate and Innovate podcast.
Hi, this is Leon and I'm here with Gianluca. Gianluca, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and your story to begin with.
Yes, thank you. I'm Gianluca Vagnarelli. I'm Italian and I'm the founder of iStrategies. iStrategies is a startup company based in Italy that I founded in 2018. And it's a company that develops research and innovation projects, especially in the field of education and higher education. I have been a lecturer and researcher for more than 10 years in the Italian university. And at a certain point, I need to do education in a different way. So iStrategies has been the way through which I try to innovate more in learning, in research, and having fun too, I have to say.
Very good. You're here to visit us today for the Design for Change project. Can you tell us a little bit about that project and what your role is in it?
Yes, Design Thinking for Social Change is a project founded by European Union, by Erasmus Plus program. And the aim of the project is to test a new methodology, in the sense that design thinking is something that is already on the table because it is a methodology used especially in the field of business. What we are trying to do through this project is to convert this methodology in the field of social change, so something that is can be useful and relevant for actors like organizations, associations, NGO, municipalities, with the aim to find an effective methodology to implement social changes processes that are a little bit, challenging because are processes in which a lot of people is engaged. So you have to find a way to better express their need, to convert their need in actions able to change the environment and the world.
And how does this project fit in with or complement the work that you do with iStrategies?
We are specialized, we could say, in a certain way in storytelling. And so we bring into the project the storytelling expertise. So how storytelling can be useful in the context of design thinking for social change. I think storytelling can be useful at the beginning of the process when we have the so-called story listening, because to empathize with our community, with their problems, it is necessary mostly to be able to hear them, to collect their stories. And then at the end of the process, because you can disseminate better some social issues, some social problems using a narrative approach, because this is useful in terms of, because it's more effective in terms of communication, but it's especially more effective in terms of engaging people. That is something necessary if you want to implement social change processes.
We have a fairly rich tradition of storytelling in Ireland. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, but I know that there are a lot of interesting stories from this area and country, yes.
We have, I think tomorrow, I don't know if you're with us tomorrow, in just up the road in Drumhearney, but we have a guy bringing people on a storytelling walk tomorrow as well. So that might be interesting if you're around. One topic that I know you're quite passionate about is innovative learning. Maybe if you could expand on that a little bit and talk about how iStrategies takes an innovative approach to education on the projects that you work on.
Yes, my interest in the innovation of education started from the frustration I had in the past working in the, a little bit conservative, you know, academic environment. So I tried to have strategies to innovate learning processes. For example, using a project, the so-called project-based learning, in which you engage students in developing themselves a project on the base of a knowledge you provided to them. But I think it's really, really interesting because it is not the lecture mode in which they are passive subjects, but they became protagonists, testing their capacity to transform a knowledge into actions. That is one of the fundamental skills that Europe define as entrepreneurial skills, you know, because to be entrepreneurial mindset doesn't mean that you necessarily have to become an entrepreneur, but you have to be able to convert your knowledge into projects, into actions. Otherwise, your knowledge, your culture remain at a pure theoretical level. That is quite always good too. I have a PhD in political philosophy, so for me, theory is very, very important. But at a certain point, if you need to do something else, you need to how to transform your ideas into actions. So project-based learning can help students in doing this.
Very good. Just on storytelling, do you have any good storytelling tips?
Yes, in my experience, I have to say that the main tips is to be authentic. Try to share not only your successes, your awards, your victories, and so on, because life is not only this. Life is full of difficulties and so on. So if you want that people can recognize themselves in your story, you have to be able to be sincere, to be authentic, sharing with them your also mistakes, your defeat, your successes, because this is important to have an authentic story, you know, not just marketing.
This is the Momentum Educate and Innovate podcast.